We're all very hopeful because any kind of respite that Sudanese civilians can get after the horrific, unrelentless, more than 5 week of continuous fighting that they have been through, this is a horrible experience, and people have run out of all supplies, run out of food, run out of water. So of course, any kind of break that they can get just to be able to go out to resupply is hugely important and will make a difference for them. And for us, of course, and for our teams, it's important because they can move around safely and be able to can better do their work.
And fighting has been reported in parts of Khartoum and Darfur yesterday, Tuesday, and today, Wednesday, but also relative calm has been noted in the capital and other parts of the country. Is the ceasefire holding?
Well, I think you've described very accurately what we are seeing on the ground. So yes, we can say that the ceasefire is somehow holding, although the situation is quite volatile. And we should not forget that it's beside the fighting, we're also facing another major challenge, which is lawlessness, the criminality. The looting has been, unfortunately, quite widespread. So it is still, yes, we're seeing positive dynamics, but it is still quite difficult environment to operate in.
Yes, on that point, the short-term ceasefire and the Jeddah declaration before it was primarily designed for humanitarian purposes, for the flow of aid and humanitarian response. Are humanitarians finally free to move and deliver much-needed assistance to millions of people who are in need in Sudan?
We've been making some progress, although, it remains a very difficult environment to operate in. But a few weeks earlier, we managed to fly surgical supplies into Port Sudan. So we managed to deliver those medical supplies to the warehouses of the Ministry of Health, and they started delivering them into the hospitals in Khartoum. So there is some progress that we are seeing because that we were able to make because the security situation enabled us to do so. And also we are working very closely together with the Sudanese Red Crescent Society, and their volunteers have been very active collecting and identifying mortal remains. So yes, there's some progress, but I would not still be overly optimistic, because if you just look at the sheer scale of the humanitarian needs in Sudan, it is huge. So what we need, I mean, we need like a huge logistical operation to be able to provide meaningful response. And we are still, unfortunately, we're still not there yet.
On that particular point, I wanted to ask you, with the relative calm now being noticed and observed, what is the priority of ICRC and aid organizations in Sudan now, and what are you doing?
Well, for us, priority remains the same. The priority is to reach hospitals, those hospitals that are still functioning, because unfortunately, also, what we're seeing is that more and more hospitals stop working. According to our estimates, some 80% of the hospitals in the capital Khartoum, they no longer operate. And at the same time, we have thousands of wounded people. So the needs, the medical needs are huge. And the priority for us to be able to reach hospitals with these supplies, but also try help them restore some of the essential infrastructure. Because, I mean, you need water to be able to operate a hospital. You need food for your staff, you need electricity. So all those things they have been desperately lacking.